The Scotty K Show.
So if you're a business owner or an entrepreneur, a leader in your field, maybe you're looking to level up in the new year. I think we're all kind of like, new year, new me kind of situation. We're trying to help with that this week. And so this Saturday, we're doing an event that's going to be in Glen Ellyn. I partner with my friends over at Brick and Mortar, and they have these shared workspaces, which are just incredible, all over the Chicagoland area, to kind of put together a little workshop that'll do a couple things. But really, we're going to bring together some local experts that help professionals really at any stage or any level level up how they work and how they lead and how they grow. And so throughout the week, we're going to have different professionals that are experts in things. And today we have a really, I'm excited about this because I don't know a lot about this. And you know, I like to live with curiosity. Mark Phillips is a founder and managing partner at 11 Tribes Ventures. So actually, when we talked before, Mark, you brought up, I only know those words from Shark Tank as well. And so I don't really even know what venture, you know, capital is. So why don't we just start there? And one, thank you for being here. And what the heck is venture capital?
Well, you're in good company, Scotty. It's great to be here, my friend. Thank you for giving me a couple minutes to talk with your listeners. What is venture capital? That's an amazing question. You've seen Shark Tank. You've seen Mr. Wonderful. At the core, what we do, man, is we help people fund their businesses as they're starting to experience really exponential growth. Right. So we've all got this idea of starting a company. We've got, you know, maybe a software product, maybe a service that can help people. And we want to get it going somewhere. And maybe we get a few bucks from our wealthy uncle. Maybe we, you know, get a couple dollars from under the mattress to start that business. But at some point, it starts to reach a scale where the pennies under the mattress aren't going to cut it anymore. Right.
Right.
You get to the point where you think to yourself, maybe if I had, you know, $1 million, I could take this business from here and I could get it to there. And so that's what we as venture capitalists do, right? We see businesses, maybe more important than that, Scotty, we look for founders, individuals, entrepreneurs, leaders, as you alluded to, who have exceptional giftings and what we like to call a unique right to win in the space that they are building. And we help support them, yes, with capital. Let's not get it confused. We have money. We invest that money. We become owners in their business.
Right. And capital is money. For anybody that doesn't know the lingo, capital is money.
Thank you for that. Yeah, it's dollars and cents, right? It's literally, it's bucks. Yeah. And so we find founders. We evaluate the business opportunity. We evaluate the leadership of the founder. And then we invest money for a portion of ownership in that company.
Gotcha. So you're investing in the person and the business idea at the same time.
Absolutely.
And so is there a difference between an investor and venture capital? Or are they this kind of the same thing?
Investor would be a umbrella under which a venture capital investor would sit.
Okay.
But you also have real estate investors, your friends at Brick and Mortar, great real estate investors, right? You also have people that are called, you hear a lot about private equity. That kind of has bad connotations because they're sharp elbowed, so to speak. But those are folks who are more interested in buying existing businesses. We are focused on businesses that are just getting started.
Why should someone raise capital from venture capital as opposed to, I don't know, asking their uncle?
It's an important question. And I think the answer to the question is really in each person's situation. What do you want the business to do? Are you really happy, you know, getting a business and, you know, to a point where it's generating $5 million of revenue and it's cash flowing and it's doing all these great things, but it's not really going to ever make it to that next level? Or are you interested in like, hey, I really want to take this business and I want to make it a really significant, scalable organization? It is for that latter individual, that venture capital, investing money through an organization like 11 Tribes, that's the right fit for you. But too often, I think people think to themselves, business success is raising money. It's not true. Raising money should simply be an input into businesses that are already experiencing significant growth.
If someone goes, I have an idea, I have a million ideas for businesses. Is that the time to go and get capital, or is it to, there's a little more work that has to be done before the idea, before
they talk about, that's an important question. They talk about family and friends and those people have money, right? And then they talk about institutional investors. I'm an institutional investor. We aren't, you know, if you've got a napkin with a great idea on the back of it, I would love to talk to you about it, but we're not going to give you our money yet.
Right.
Yet being the key word. So I think the kind of overarching term there, Scotty, is angel investors. You've probably heard that phrase maybe once or twice. Angel investors are your family and friends. Those are people who, they believe in you. The business, like, I don't know, like that sounds cool, but it might work, it might not. They believe in you.
Got it.
Then you get to the point where you meet 11 Tribes and we have to believe in the founder. We have to believe that you can have a unique right to win, but we also have to be convinced that the business model has a scalability to it that will fit our investment.
We're doing this event on Saturday. It's all about leveling up, and you're going to be there to offer some of those tips. And I really just, if you're listening to this and you're like, you know, I have a small business, or I know that I've heard these words before and I need to know more about it. That's kind of why we're doing this, is so they can come and they can talk to you and ask you questions, Mark, like right to your face, and you can get more of a personalized individual style. So there's gonna be a lot of other things. There's gonna be that, the headshots, how to use social media, a lot of things that we're gonna talk about throughout the week. But the world doesn't turn without money, does it, Mark?
And I'll give you a preview, if I may, Scotty. I'm gonna ask every single person I talk to one question, which is really, why do you need venture capital? And the answer I'm expecting to hear, and really what I want people to think about before they get there, is the question is really implying, what do you hope you can accomplish with your business? If you're really happy with where it is, don't take money. Don't give up ownership of your company. Ownership equity, as we call it, is really valuable. Don't give it up so easily. Right. But if you know you can do great things and you've got this market is untapped, all these kind of cliche words, right? But if you believe in the scalability of that business, then we should have a conversation. But too many venture investors.
I would say, from a big Shark Tank guy, I think this is really exciting, so that anybody that has a business that's starting to get off the ground, to be able to go, because everybody goes, I want to be on Shark Tank. This is like, Mark, you're the guy.
I guess.
This is our own version a little bit of
whatever
it.
So you do, don't call me Mr. That. Wonderful, Scotty. We don't want to go under that auspices. But no, I appreciate it, man. It's a pleasure to do this work. And I got to pinch myself every day that I get to sit and talk to entrepreneurs. It's a total pleasure, man.
Cool.
It's awesome.
Well, so it's going to be on the 24th, and we're going to be in Glen Ellen, and it's going to be the Level Up Labs. Now, it's very simple, because we're going to reserve a couple spots, about the first 50 spots, for anybody that's interested. If you're listening to this right now and going, I do want to know more about that, or my business could use a little bit of help from all these experts, just text Level Up to 312-946-4995. I'll send the sign-up sheet right to your phone so you have it there, and then you can go ahead and click and reserve your spot, though. So text Level Up to 312-946-4995, and Mark Phillips, I appreciate you not only giving us the insight today, but also excited to hear more about it on Saturday, man.
Thanks, Scotty.